So dark.
The floor is mine. Okay.
Yes, it is. Go get it.
All right. Now I can't tap that, so I get too stiff for that. I just wanted to share with you guys. Had an interesting meeting here, actually it was a little over a week ago, with the state vice presidents for all the chapters. And a couple of ladies from Waterloo, they were gathering some information and trying to find out what chapters had newsletters. Those two ladies handle a newsletter for the Waterloo chapter. They've been doing it for years. Their husbands passed on, but their husbands were longtime barbershoppers from Waterloo. And they do a really great job of doing a newsletter. They get it out every month. They contact people to get stories, and they're actually reaching out and getting information from other chapters around the state. They're going to publish our show and some of our upcoming things here in Des Moines. But it just kind of gave me the idea that, you know, we could be doing that here in Des Moines. We used to have a really good award-winning newsletter, Harmony Overtones, I believe it was called. And I just wondered if any of our spouses, or if we know of any of the widows, some former members, that would be willing to and would want to still be active with this chapter and with Barbershop. Those gals stayed in it because they just loved Barbershop so much. And I'm thinking we might have the potential for somebody to do that here in Des Moines.
And their Facebook page.
And those gals also run their Facebook page up there for Waterloo, and they do a great job of that. And it's just good to have somebody in charge of those things. So I just wanted to throw that out to you. If you know of anybody that might be interested in it, these women up in Waterloo would be glad to work with the people here in Des Moines to get them going. And I believe we could probably get past information, digital information about the Harmony Overtones that if we wanted to resurrect that one, and would kind of help get the ball rolling. So if anybody's interested, give me a call, text me, email me, let me know, and we'll see if we can get the ball rolling.
What's the name of that course?
It's Blackhawk County, but the name of the chorus is
not Proud Image.
Proud Image.
Oh yeah.
Proud Image. Yeah.
Lyle, are they doing it quarterly or monthly?
I'm not quite sure. I've got a copy of it. They sent me one. I could probably send it out to all you guys if you take a look at it. Just send it out for membership.
How do they send it? By mail or?
It's email. Electronic. They do it all electronic. So it's all by email. Okay. So it certainly would, I think it would help us with recruiting too. It's something to get out. So okay, thanks all I got.
All right, thank you. So I just want to give you just a few updates and things on how we're progressing towards the annual show video stuff. As you know, we are going to be doing the video shooting the first, possibly also the second week in June. We'll be doing that at the Des Moines Playhouse. But this is what I've kind of worked out and decided I think will be best for us. Because we're going to need to take some sort of creative angles and shots and also have us doing some interaction and acting during the video part, I was afraid that that might cause some difficulties for us to make sure that we had proper miking, evenly miked stuff, and also I was afraid that because we might be focused on trying to do silly things with a camera or doing certain little reactions and things that maybe would impede the quality of the scene. So we are going to actually, once we finalize the date, we're going to go back to Lutheran Church of the Cross in Altoona, where we did the recording for the Christmas video. We're going to go there in late May. We're trying to target maybe a Monday night, since that's already in the evenings most of us have available. And we will just do audio recording. So we will just sing the songs, make good recordings of just us singing. And then when we actually do the video shoot, that stuff will be played back, and we will sing along with it, but we're not actually going to be getting the actual audio recording that will be used in the video during the video shooting. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay? That way, yeah, kind of like lip syncing. I mean, we'll actually be singing, but we don't have to worry about miking and all those kinds of things during the actual video shoot. So I think that will make things easier and maybe a little less stressful for us and easier on the tech people for certain. Because I'll be in a playhouse and do different angles and different shots and try to figure out how to get it evenly mic'd, I think might pose a problem for us. So we will actually have just a dedicated record our vocals evening. We don't have to worry even about being in our costumes or dress or anything. That's basically just to get a good audio recording. So once we have that date confirmed and in place with Lutheran Church of the Cross, we will let you know what it is. But we're going to try to do a Monday evening, probably either the second or third Monday evening in May. If that doesn't work, we can't get a Monday night, then we'll target a Saturday and probably do like a morning, early afternoon kind of thing. But we'll get you more details as soon as the church confirms the date with us. But we thought the guy who did our audio recording for the Christmas thing did a good job. And that worked well for us. So we're going to just sort of duplicate what we did around Christmas. Hopefully, we'll be able to get everyone vaccinated and through that process as soon as possible. My hope is that, you know, as we get closer to that May date and the, definitely for the June shooting, I'm hoping that we've all been vaccinated to the point that we won't have to wear masks during the video stuff, and hopefully maybe not even when we do that audio recording thing. We'll just see where we are at that point, how everybody is doing. Now, let me do let me walk you through a calendar and do a little bit of math with you right now. If we are going to be recording all of this music in sort of mid to late May, how many rehearsals do we have before that time? We're looking at, you know, maybe five or six more rehearsals before we get to our recording date. So I really, really would like to emphasize for all of you that you're working on memorization, being very familiar so that we can come here and not have to have music in our hands and we can start really working on the finesse stuff. Because we're, like I said, we're about 5 or 6 weeks worth of rehearsals before we actually start making those recordings. Now, because we're focusing only on vocals when we are recording at Lutheran Church of the Cross, I don't want us to have music in our hands, but if there is a real danger spot or something, we know that we can have a little bit of flexibility to spruce up a few things and to work on stuff. It doesn't have to necessarily be all in the moment. We can take a minute to stare at some music in between takes. I don't want the paper in your hands, though, because we'll hear rustling and it'll get picked up, and I know that we won't have our best sound if we're not all visually there, but that takes a little bit of the pressure off of us when we do that recording, too. So, any questions about that? Yes, Lyle.
I was just counting on the calendar. We have 10 rehearsals before the 1st of May.
Well, that's good. But we lose, I think, a week off in there somewhere, I think. I can't remember when Memorial Day is, but we lose, I think,
that's the end of May, I guess.
The end of May? Okay, so then we might be okay. But still, I mean, we can't say we've got, you know, oodles of rehearsals and not be working. We need to get that memorization down, and we need to really get to the point where we don't have paper in our hand. So be working on that diligently so that we can really have our best stuff forward. And we need to start finding a way, once the weather gets maybe a little bit warmer, to maybe go back to doing a few rehearsals outdoors or something, so that those that don't feel comfortable being indoors can feel, you know, spacing. We can get back to our full-size group and hopefully be able to include people that don't feel comfortable being indoors with masks. So be watching for some of that possibly to change. Kind of do like what we did last year, where we're back in a parking lot or something like that. I feel like we made some good progress. We were able to involve a lot of people. It was harder to work on the finer finesse details out there just because it's not as easy to hear. But I also want to get our group all back together again instead of always being sort of a small little
portion of what we are.
So, let's start thinking about all of that, making plans and doing a rehearsing at home and going through the motions. One of the things that helps me memorize lyrics and text is I'm kind of a visual kinesthetic kind of learned person. So I can envision it on a page, but then I rewrite the lyrics in my own handwriting. And that, for some reason, helps me remember a lot. So I will actually write down the lyrics in time or two, and that helps me memorize stuff. Some of you, it's all oral, and then just, you know, hearing it orally and doing the repetition. So use the rehearsal tracks and things that are there for you, but really start working on that as much as you can. Let's get into some music, everybody. And take out your Xanadu piece. I'm going to play just a little snippet of the remastered version. So this is not the Olivia Newton-John version, but this is a remastered version of the song that was done by the Electric Light Orchestra, who was, you know, the band that provided all the music for the movie Xanadu. But I just want you to listen and feel a groove a little bit and kind of hear the stylistic approach. So here's